I want to thank you and Pastor Lou for the invitation to be with you this morning.
我今天要谢谢你们跟那个刘牧师邀请我到这里来。
I do serve you as your state director of missions for the Baptist Convention of New Mexico.
我是现在是闽南浸信会里面那个全部福音部的主任。
And it is my privilege to help congregations like yours to do ministry.
我的工作是帮助像我们教会一样的那个兴起那个教会的工作。
And all the other people groups of this state.
其他的各种不同的组合。
And so again, I say thank you for the invitation of being here today.
谢谢你邀请我到这里来。
I would like for you to take your Bibles and turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 2.
我请大家翻开圣经马可福音第二章。
And I will be reading verses 1 through 12.
我会念第一节到十二节。
I will read them in English and then they'll be translated into Cantonese.
是首先念英文，以后用那个中文。
The scripture says, And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. And many were gathered together so that there was no more room, not even at the door, and he was preaching the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. When they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. When they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven. Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Rise, take up your bed, and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, Rise, pick up your bed, and go home. And he rose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw anything like this.
第二章第一节到十二节，过了这日子，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道。有人带着一个坛子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶。既拆通了，就把坛子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对坛子说：“小子，你的罪赦了。”有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：“这个人为什么这样说呢？你说前往的话了，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？”耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说：“你们心里为……”怎么这样议论呢？话对坛子说：“你的罪赦了。”话说起来，哪里的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。就对坛子说：“我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。”那人就起来，立即拿着褥子当众人面前出去，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说。我们从来没有见过这样的事。
This morning's message is about God's power and man's faith or response to the gospel.
今天信息是讲到神的大能跟那个人的信心。
I want to briefly share with you five principles that I find in this passage.
在这段经文里面，我找到五个要点，要跟大家分享的。
The first one is found in verses 1 and 2.
第一个就是在第一节跟第二节里面找到。
Let me read those verses to you again. It says, And when he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home, and many were gathered together, so that there was no more room, not even at the door, and he was preaching the word to them.
第一跟第二节，耶稣又进了加百农，人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地，耶稣就对他们讲道。
Capernaum had become the home of Jesus' family.
加百农是一个耶稣的家乡，变成他的家乡。
This was the city in which his mother and brothers and sisters lived.
这个城市是他家人都在这边住的，他的父母，他的兄弟姐妹。
And like you and me, I'm sure he took great joy going home to see the family every once in a while.
像你一样，他很高兴地回到家乡来看他的亲人。
But word had gotten out into the community that Jesus was coming to the city.
所以呢，他知道耶稣呢，话锋就是耶稣啊，会回到这个家乡里。
And the scripture says that when they found out, many, many people came to his home.
经文里面告诉我们，当他们知道以后，很多人聚集在耶稣的面前。
I don't know about you, but when I go home to see my family, we sit around and we have great fellowship together.
我们不知道在座众位如何，但是假如我回家的时候，我们的家人都聚集在那个家庭室里面聚会。
We talk about grandchildren and children and sports and all sorts of things that interest us.
我们分享各方面不同的议题，包括那体育或者政治或者家长的事情。
But unfortunately, many times we don't really talk about the work of Christ.
不行的时候，我们很少谈到神的工作。
We are blessed that all of our children and all of our relatives that we know the Lord.
我们都很蒙福，知道我们的亲人都认识了主。
So talking about the works of God usually are not the first thing we think of.
就是讲神的工作的话，不是我们第一个议题。
Because we're not concerned about the eternal spiritual relationship that our family has with Christ.
因为我们对那个永生的事情跟我们家人分享的不太关心。
We know they already rest in the hands of God.
我们知道，因为我们信了他，这个是已经在神的手里。
But this was not Jesus' situation.
但是不是在耶稣这个状况不一样。
Jesus looked around the room and saw many people that didn't have a relationship with his father.
耶稣四周一看，看到很多人，他跟他的父没有关系。
And because of that, the scripture says that he began to preach the word to them.
因为如此，所以耶稣基督开始向他们传道。
My question is this, how often have we taken advantage when there are lost people in our presence to tell them about God?
我的问题是问在座当中，你有没有时候在很多在还没有信主的面前，你有勇气跟他们谈论这个福音的事情？
My first principle that I want you to see is that we need to understand the mandate of our mission.
这个第一个原则就是我们作为基督徒的，我们就是第一件要事就是要传福音。
The purpose of who we are is to share the love of God with those that don't know it.
我们的目的，存在的目的是要分享主的爱，但是还没有认识主的人。
Even Jesus realized the importance of that moment.
耶稣知道哪一点时刻是非常重要。
God's word says in 2 Timothy chapter 4 that we should be ready in season and out of season to share the word of God.
就是保罗在那个提摩太里面提到，就是说不管什么时候，我们都有。要跟神的有密切的关系。
That we should seize every moment that we get when there are people there that don't know Christ.
我们呢，利用每一刻时刻，就是都要传这个福音给还没有认识主的人。
And that is exactly what Jesus did.
耶稣信的刚刚所讲的经文里面就提到这一点。
So I want you to understand that Jesus has commanded us to share His love with those that don't know it.
所以我要大家明白，就是耶稣命令我们。就是要传福音给那些还没有认识主的人。
And unfortunately, for many of us, that means many of our family members.
在这方面，我是讲包括到你的家人，就是最亲密的家人。
Our friends and our work associates.
我们的朋友，我们那个同工。
People that we go to school with.
我们去学校。
There are people all around us that we have relationship with that don't know Christ.
我们跟我们周遭人有了关系，但是很多人还没认识主的。
And it has been proven over and over again that if you have a relationship with an individual,
在我们再一次证明呢，一次证明就是，假如你跟这个人有关系
，that they would more readily listen to you tell them about Jesus than someone they do not know.
他们很愿意会听你讲关于耶稣基督的事情。
So I would encourage all of us.
我鼓励大家。
To take advantage of the opportunities that God gives us.
利用这个神给我们的机会。
With those that we know and love.
我们所认识的人。
To share the love of God.
分享主的爱。
The mandate of our mission.
这个是我们基督徒该当如此做的。
There's a second principle that is found in this passage.
第一个基本的原则在这个经文里面找到的是。
And it's found in verses 3 and 4.
在那个第三节跟第四节里面。
The scripture says, And they came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the bed on which the paralytic lay.
因为人多不得近前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆到房顶，既拆通了，就把坛子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。
The principle is this. We must have a sacrifice of our hearts for the suffering.
这个原则就是我们为了忍受这个痛苦的，我们愿意牺牲。
It's not just our purpose to share God's word.
不单是我们要分享神的话语。
But we are to put feet with the words that we say.
我们实行主所讲的话。
And that is exactly what happened in these verses.
在这两节里面所提的就是如此。
You see, this sacrifice did not come without effort.
你牺牲是一定要努力做这样子做的。
The scripture tells us they were carrying him on a bed.
经文告诉我们就是说他们将这个坛子放在床上将他带来的。
And there were so many people they couldn't get him in the door.
因为门前有很多人所以他们不能从大门进去。
So they had to take him to the roof.
所以他们唯有就是从屋顶那边去。
And they had to begin to dig through the roof.
他拆了那个屋顶。
That is incredible effort.
这个是有很大的力气的过程。
But not just effort, also there was a cost.
不单只是你的力气，而且这样子还有一个原因在里面。
How many of us would consider digging a hole through Jesus' mother's house?
有没有多少人会想到从那个屋顶里面拆了个洞？
I mean, think about that for a moment.
你在里面想想一下。
This is the Savior of the world, and you're destroying his mother's house.
这个是我们的救世主，那你跑到他这个耶稣的妈妈的屋顶里面拆了一个洞。
Do you not think that these men had counted the cost?
你不要想到这些人会算一下工价呢？
That there was going to have to be a repair done to this house?
拆完这个洞一定要跑人就是修这个屋顶的。
But you see, not just the effort, not just the cost, but the ridicule.
不但只呢，为了这种努力呢，或者是这种原因呢，还有一点呢，就是有点讽刺的话。
What do you think the people thought about these men digging a hole through Jesus' mother's house?
其他人就看到他，因为他们怎么想呢？他在屋顶挖了个洞。
People were probably down in the room yelling up at the men, What are you doing?
人在下面的人说，你们在上面干什么？
What would you say if someone dug a hole in the top of your roof?
你会告诉人就是，假如那个人在你的屋顶挖了个洞，你会怎么说？
What if you were sitting in your den and all of a sudden the plaster began to fall down into your den?
你的那个客厅里面就是看到哇那个屋顶的掉下来，你会怎么想？
And a hand came down through the hole, tearing off the roof panels.
他们要将那个屋顶那个板子拿开，然后弄了一个大洞。
I know what I would be doing.
我知道我会怎么做。
I would be yelling up at them, "Are you crazy?"
我就会对他说，你疯了。
Do you know what you're doing?
你知不知道你说做的是什么事啊？
Who's going to fix this hole in my roof?
谁花钱去帮我修这个屋顶啊？
But you see, they had counted the cost.
他们一早已经计算好。
They knew the effort it would take to bring their friend to Jesus.
他知道这样子做呢，会将他的朋友带到主的面前。
And they were willing to endure the ridicule.
他们也要忍受这种被人嘲讽的事情。
We may not have to dig holes in people's roofs to get to Jesus.
我们不需要爬到屋顶来拆那个洞来去看耶稣。
But we have many other types of barriers that we must face.
我们在前面要重重的困难。
In order to get our friends and our family to Jesus.
能够使得我们的家人或者我们的朋友能够看到耶稣。
There's the barrier of language.
第一，言语上的困难。
Which we are experiencing this morning.
今天就是大家的很好的例证。
There's the barrier of culture.
在文化上的不同。
What your culture is may not be my culture, or there may be other cultures that you may not understand.
有很多各种人的文化都大家都 不能理解，或者大家都不尽相同。
There's the barrier of prejudice.
也有那个歧视啊，想到了。
People may not like you or me because of the color of our skin.
有很多人就因为我们的肤色那个不一样，大家就有歧视。
They may not like us because we are from a different economic status.
他也不喜欢我，因为我们在不同的那个阶级。
They may not like us because we're not educated as well as they are.
他也不喜欢我们，因为我们的知识水准不及他。
They may not like us because we talk funny.
他也不喜欢我，因为我讲笑话很多。
I'm originally from Alabama.
我从那个阿拉巴马来的。
I talk funny to everybody.
我很喜欢这跟大家讲笑话。
With my southern dialect.
要用我的南方的口音。
But you see, there are barriers that we must endure to bring our friends to Christ.
就是我们要克服这种困难，带我们的朋友来。
You see, there is more than physical suffering.
不但就是在我目前环境所忍受的痛苦。
There's spiritual suffering as well.
在属灵方面，我们也要忍受。
Many people live in affluence with many material values.
很多人就过着丰富物质的生活。
But there's a hole in their soul that they feel because they don't know what they need.
但是在心坎里面很深处，他们不晓得要什么。
And what they need is Jesus.
他们所需要的就是耶稣。
So there is a sacrifice that must be made for the suffering.
所以这个为了这个忍受这个痛苦，我们一定要牺牲。
There's a third principle that I want you to see this morning, not just the mandate of our mission and the sacrifice for the suffering.
不但是我们全福音，或者我们是忍受这个牺牲，我们有第三点要看的。
But the faith of the few.
就是那个少数的信心的问题。
If you don't hear anything else I say this morning,
假如今天你没有听到我所讲的。
Listen to this point.
清洁一点。
This is found in verse 5.
在第五节里面。
Scripture says, And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven.
耶稣见他们的信心，就对瘫子说，小子，你的罪赦了。
Obviously, his condition had been caused by some sin he had committed.
在这个瘫子里面，他有这种病况，是因为很明显的是从罪里面得来的。
Jesus makes a reference later on in the story.
耶稣后期在解释这一段。
To the scribes, which would be easier to say, "Rise, or your sins are forgiven."
哪样容易讲呢？就起来，你的罪被赦免了。
But the story says, in order that they might know he had authority over sin.
但是经文里面讲到，耶稣有权柄能够赦罪。
He said to the man, "Your sins are forgiven."
他跟这个瘫子说，你的罪都赦免了。
So there was a sin problem with this man.
这个人有罪的问题。
And the sin somehow had resulted in him being lame.
因为他犯了罪的缘故，就是他瘫了。
But what is unique about this is that Jesus didn't concentrate on the man's sin.
但是在这边，耶稣并不是专注放在这个人所犯的罪。
He concentrated on the faith of the men that brought him.
他在这边注重的焦点就是这个人的信心的问题。
Because the passage says when he saw their faith, referring to the men that carried him.
耶稣基督看到他们的信心。
He said to the man that was lame, "Your sins are forgiven."
他以后对那个瘫子说，你的罪赦免了。
Now here's the point.
就是这一点。
I don't want you to miss this.
我不希望大家说服了这一点。
Many times we think people are hopelessly lost in sin.
很多时候我们想到是很多人在因为罪的缘故，他们就是完全是失望。
That their lives have gone too far into the sinful behavior.
他们的生命是充满了罪恶。
We call them vile and evil people.
我们叫这些人是邪恶的人。
That there is no hope for them at all.
他们完全没希望。
But this scripture says,
但是这经文里面这样说，
that even though their life may be horribly involved in sin,
他们的生活里面充满了邪恶，
and there seems to be no hope for them at all,
他们完全的绝望，
that Jesus can look to our faith.
但耶稣是看到我们的信心。
On their behalf.
为了他们的缘故。
As we come before God.
我们在神的面前。
And we present to him.
我们将他带到他的面前。
The lostness and need of that individual.
他这个人所需要的，他迷失在罪的里面。
I believe there are many people.
我相信很多人。
Who have given up on individuals lost in sin.
对那些人，邪恶的人很失望。
Believing that there is no hope for their friend or their relative.
他认为他的朋友，或是他的亲戚已经完全绝望。
But this scripture tells us.
经文告诉我们。
That Jesus even looks at the faith of those who are bringing that person to him.
耶稣甚至是看到那些对主有信心的，将他们那些世上的人带到他前面的人的信心。
We may not bring our friends to him physically.
实在的，我们不可能是将他们带到主的面前。
But we can bring our friends and family to him on our knees.
但是呢，我们跪下来的时候，我们可以想念这一批世上的人带到主的面前来。
Faithfully praying on the behalf of them that God would bring them to the knowledge of Christ.
所以主有信心地向他祷告，希望耶稣基督能够救他们。
Scripture tells us.
经文里面说。
That the faithful prayers of a righteous man brings much value.
有公义有信心的人所祷告这是有效的。
And that we need to understand that it is our call of God.
我们也要明白神所呼召我们。
That through our faithful actions.
随着我们的信心的行动。
That Christ may look at someone else who is lost in sin.
也是借着因着你的缘故，他会看到这个人，重新的看他一遍。
And say to them, because of their faithfulness,
因为你的信心,
I'm going to forgive his sin.
为了你的缘, 信心的缘故, 我
饶恕
了他的罪。
It is a hope for us not to forget.
这是我们的希望, 我们不会, 忘记。
No matter how desperate the situation may seem,
如何的绝望,
there is hope in Christ.
都会有希望, 在主里面都是有希望的。
But we should not be found among the hopeless.
我们自己呢，不要在那个世上的人里面。
We are the people of God.
我们是神的子民。
We are the ones that ought to be intercessors on behalf of those who are lost.
我们神的子民是为了他们的缘故，我们是为他做事。
Crying out to God.
向神呼叫。
That He would bring forgiveness to their life.
愿神将他们的罪赦免。
You see, there is faith of the few.
这四个人里面非常之有信心。
And it is important to the kingdom of God.
这是在神的国里面是很重要。
There's a fourth principle that I want you to see.
这有四个基础。
And it begins in verse 6.
这第六节这样说的。
And it goes through verse 11.
就是到十一节。
The scripture says, Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, Why does this man speak like that? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And immediately Jesus, perceiving in his spirit that they thus questioned within themselves, said to them, Why do you question these things in your hearts? Which is easier to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Rise, take up your bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, Rise, pick up your bed and go home.
这第六节有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说：“这个人为什么这样说呢？”他说：“前往的话，除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？”耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说：“你们心里为什么这样议论呢？”我对坛子说：“你的罪赦了。”话说起来，拿着一个褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？但又叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对坛子说。我吩咐你起来拿你的褥子回家吧。
The fourth principle is this.
这第四个基础是这样的。
The descent of the doubters or the discouragement of the doubters. Discouragement of the doubters. Of those who doubt.
哦，这个是那个对那个怀疑有疑惑的人他们的这个
Discouraged.
Sometimes I use that word.
That's all right. No problem. I told you about the language barrier.
But anyway. That's always exciting. But we have faith in God.
There you go. Amen. Listen to this, because this happens all the time in the church.
小心你会听这个，因为这件事情发生在常常发生在教会里面。
Sometimes when God inspires someone to be faithful to His calls,
有时候神呢，就是鼓励到一些人，属于的受的呼召。
It becomes uncomfortable for others who are not faithful.
遭受的人呢，对神是没什么信心的人呢，对他们就有不安的感觉。
And the way that they deal with the problem that they're feeling,
他们所做的事呢,
is that they begin to say things discouraging to those that are faithful.
就是讲一些不好听的话, 写到那些对神有呼召感的人，泄气。
Jesus has just done a great miracle in their presence.
耶稣基督才行完一个很好的神迹。
He has forgiven this man of his sin. And he has commanded this man to take up his bed and walk. But the religious officials are complaining. Because they do not believe Jesus has the authority to do what he has done. So they say words to discourage him. They say words to discredit him. So that all the people that are in the room will think that Jesus is a fake. Or worse, he's a sinner. You see, we need to understand that when God does a work in our lives, that many times He pushes us forward in ministry. He pushes us to places maybe we've never gone before in our faith. And when we're in the presence of someone that God is pushing forward, we have one of about three decisions. We can become convicted that our lives are not growing. And we can pray that God would help our life to move forward in our faith. Or we can just ignore it. Act as if it doesn't happen. Maybe say names about it. Say, oh, that's just silly. He doesn't know what he's doing. She's just crazy. Or the third thing we can do is try to destroy it by attacking it. By trying to discredit this person's faith. And if we can succeed,
假如我们成功,
then we don't have to change. We can remain the same miserable Christian before we saw this work of faith. Unfortunately,
不幸的,
that's what happens most of the time. People attack others because they don't want their faith to grow. Because it means they're going to have to make sacrifices. They're going to have to put forth effort. They're going to have to count the cost. And they may have to endure the ridicule of others. So we need to understand, when we step out on faith, and we know that God is leading us by the power of His Holy Spirit,
And
it is in agreement with the teaching of God's word. To expect others. To possibly stand in our way. And those who stand in our way. May even be members of our own church. Because their faith has not come to that point. And they may misunderstand what is going on. There's a last thing that I want you to see.
最后一点我向大家分享的,
and it is found in verses 11 and 12.
在那个11节跟12节,
Jesus is speaking and he says, I say to you, rise, pick up your bed, and go home. And he arose and immediately picked up his bed and went out before them all, so that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw anything like this.
我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家吧。那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子到众人面前出去，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀于神，说：我们从来没有看过这样的事。
The final principle is this.
最后一点是,
understanding the sufficiency of the Savior in our lives.
明白到主在我们当中是足够一切。
That last sentence where it says we never saw anything like this.
最后一句说我们从来没有看过这样的事。
This has very little to do with the man that's just been healed.
这个人跟那个坛子无关。
It has everything to do with the Savior that healed him.
这个是讲到主耶稣基督所医治这个坛子。
We must understand.
我们一定要明白。
If we will turn our circumstances and situations over to Christ.
假如我们将我们所发生的一切事情交付给主,
He can do far more with them than we ever dreamed.
我们的做梦都是不想不到他为我们做很多事情。
Or we can be selfish.
我们可以自私。
And try to hold on to it for ourselves.
我们将这件事情呢就报道不放。
So that we will get the credit for what has happened.
所以呢所发生的事情我们就会得到那个好处。
And people will probably say,
人就会这样说,
We have seen a lot of this before.
这些事情司空见惯,
Instead of, we've never seen anything like this.
并没有再代替的说, 啊,
when we turn the circumstances of our life over to Christ,
我们将生命交给主,
we must understand He can do far greater things with it than we can. If you want people in your community to look at your congregation and the things that you do, the ministries that you conduct and the sacrifices that you make, the efforts that you have by telling people about Christ,
你说尽你的能力去传扬那个福音,
to look at all of these things
来看这种事情,
and say, we've never seen anything like this,
然后跟你讲说,
then that means your congregation is going to have to be yielded to Christ. It can't be about you, it can't be about me. It's got to be all about Him. For He is the one that will bring the healing. He is the one that will bring the forgiveness of sin. He is the one that will change lives. So that others will say, we've never seen anything like
that.
So my challenge to you and to me this morning,
今天我向大家下个挑战,
is that we will understand the sacrifices that we must make. We will understand the importance of the teaching and the preaching of God's Word.
我们要明白照着神的话语,
that we will understand the faith that we must have, although we may be few.
我们也知道我们的信心, 我们所明白我们信念多难。
That we must understand that we may have opposition to the things we do for God. And that opposition may even come from people that say that they belong to Christ. But in all of this,
总而言之,
we need to understand that our sufficiency is in Christ.
我们所有的来源完全是从我们的主耶稣基督来的。
It's all about Him, it's not about us.
全都只是关于他, 不是关于我们。
So that people will say,
所以人会对我们说,
when they see the ministry of this congregation,
他是看着这个教会的事工,
and the ministry of you individually,
在你每个人所, 做的宣教的工作,
we've never seen anything like this before.
从来没有见过这样的事。
Would you pray with me?
请大家低头我们祷告。
Father God, we thank you for your love.
父神谢谢你的爱。
That you have shared with us through your Son, Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督来分享。
Lord, we know that without His sacrifice,
神啊, 我们知道没有他的牺牲,
we have no hope in this world.
我们在这个世界上活着是没有希望的。
For Lord, we know that the sacrifice that He made on the cross,
我们知道他为了被钉十字架为了我们牺牲,
and the resurrection from the tomb on the third day,
第三天复活,
has given us hope for our eternal future.
给我们那个盼望, 让我们将来有永生。
Father, convict our hearts.
父神啊, 对我们, 保守我们的心,
that we will be faithful people.
我们是一个有信心的, 子民。
To trust in what you can do.
我们相信你所为我们做的。
To not worry about those who may speak evil of us.
我们不要对那种, 出恶言的人, 忘记他们的话。
But to know that our strength and our power is found in Jesus Christ.
在主里面给我们的力量与给我们的权柄。
No matter what sacrifice we must make,
我们不管为了什么事牺牲,
we will be excited for the kingdom of God.
为了天国的原因, 我们是愿意这样做。
What you will do through us,
你说为我们所做的,
as we surrender our lives to Him.
我们这将我们的生活献上给你。
So Father, we thank you this morning,
父神啊, 谢谢你,
for what you have already done,
你为我们所做的一切,
and what you will continue to do.
你继续为我们这样的做。
For we pray this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名而求。
Amen. Amen. This morning, Jason, do you give the invitation? This morning, I want to give you an opportunity. I don't know what the needs are in your life.
在你生命中所需要的是什么我不知道。
But if God has touched your heart,
假如神感动你的心,
if He's spoken to you in a special way,
他是特别的跟你讲话,
I want to give you an opportunity to come to this altar.
我给你一个机会, 希望你能够来到面前,
and to kneel here and talk to the Father.
在前面跪下来祷告,
to talk to Him about the needs of your life,
跟他讲关于你生命所需要的是什么,
to talk to Him about the potential sin of your life,
也告诉他你所犯的罪,
and to ask Him for forgiveness,
恳求他饶恕你,
to surrender your lives as you are unto Him,
将你的生命献给主,
knowing that He loves you and desires to have a relationship with you.
知道他爱你,
if you have never known Jesus Christ in a personal way,
在你个人从来没有认识主,
you've never prayed for Him to come into your life,
你从来没有祷告说让他进入你心中,
there will be people here that would be willing to pray with you,
我们有人会跟你一起祷告,
and to share with you about the love of God,
跟你分享主的爱,
but I would ask in faith,
我会问大家,
that you would come as God would lead,
你会来到面前, 神会带你,
would you come during this special time? I'm going to ask you to stand.
在他被时刻的时候, 你会不会到面前呢? 来到面前呢?
And as God leads you to come and kneel around this altar.
让神带领你到, 到前面来, 跪下祷告。
And I would ask that our pianist possibly play some music. Would you please stand?
请大家起来。